I'm Michelle.
I'm Chris.
And I'm SP from the Starling Tribune,
a podcast member of the Gonna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeek.com.
And get ready because geekiness begins in...
3, 2, 1.
It's our E3 extravaganza. Covered all the best the show had to offer. Plus, we had someone help us out. So grab your spoons, because the soup is served.
All right. Well, welcome to Digital Soup, the only podcast that is constantly swapping the pledge and the prestige. I never get that right. I always put the prestige first, and then I blow the whole thing.
Yep.
Just sucks, man.
Yeah, it's hard to get gigs after the too many of those mistakes.
Oh, look who's talking. You only do the turn. That's it.
What about the river? Wait, did I just switch games?
Yes, let's play some poker now. What kind of poker is that again?
That's Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You got to know when to hold 'em.
Yeah, and when to fold them. My name's Jason, and joining me in the virtual studio today is Adam and usually Dave. How's it going, gentlemen?
It is going well.
Pretty decent.
Just well and decent, not extraordinary?
well and decent.
We're just getting started.
No one's mentioned my pal George, so I'm all right.
Oh, what's wrong with Mr. Foreman? Is he okay?
Best chef ever.
Yeah, I love his grill.
And I love his creativity.
Oh, I was talking about his braces.
And I love shopping at Meineke.
Right.
Brought to you by Meineke and Snacky Smalls.
Snacky Smalls. All right. Well, everybody, I just want to also let you know that joining us on the fourth mic today is a man that needs no introduction. So at E3 2018, it was the middle of last week. It was chock full of gaming reveals, including lots of sequels and some new IPs that just look absolutely amazing here.
Hey, are you not going to actually introduce the guest?
God, whose show is this? Who's the producer?
I like to think of it myself.
Temper tantrum.
And Dave.
Whatever. All right, let's go ahead and do this here. Now, let's introduce our guest this evening. In addition to being the Vice President of Community Development with the Gonna Geek Network, he also lends his talents to some great shows like All Things Good and Nerdy, the Starling Tribune, and the official Gonna Geek Show. Let's give a warm Digital Soup welcome to Chris Farrell.
Woohoo! Yeah!
So what you're saying is I have no free time because I'm always podcasting. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Constantly.
Exactly.
Constantly casting.
Ooh, I like that.
There you go.
You just found a new show title.
Oh, no. You don't need to go and look
constantly
and like...
Constantly casting.
Oh, I have a Google Doc that has like, here's ideas for different shows I could do. And then if you go and look in my... I buy all my domains from Google, you can see the list of all the domains I've bought. Like, this is a good idea. I'm going to do this. My domain bill is ridiculous.
Adam does the same thing. He just bought a new one a couple of weeks ago. What was that one called again, Adam?
I didn't actually buy that one.
Yeah, Friday Night Chowder.
That's a fantastic. Spin-off.
better than your butt fumes, for crying out loud. That was the worst ever.
I can't
come on,
believe
it's
I,
awesome.
I can't
go to buttfumes.com for your Digital Soup needs.
It's a redirector domain at this point.
we should do something with it, though.
No, that was kind of the Conan O'Brien model. I don't know if you guys ever remember. It was like hornymanatees.com. He made a joke about it.
Yes.
And then apparently they had to actually buy the domain, and so they set up a whole site. Just awesome.
Nice. Didn't he also have the pleasure in himself bear, if I may?
Yes.
I thought
but,
he did.
But I don't think there was a site for that.
And no.
Quite honestly, you wouldn't want to Google that anyway.
No, don't Google that at all.
Yeah, bad idea.
Your web sense is going to kick off at work. You're going to be in trouble.
All right, well, so as we teased here in the intro, the E3 2018 did take place the middle of last week. I believe it was, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. And for anybody that's a gamer, this is the show that you want to take notice of. I know back in the day, prior to the internet, I would wait for my Electronic Gaming Monthly to come in when the show was over to read all the new awesome stuff that was coming out. Yes, I am dating myself a little bit here.
For a second, when you said the show, I thought you were really bragging about Digital Soup there for a second. I was like, wow, that's pretty,
we are the show.
Pretty bold of you.
So you dated yourself.
Yes, I did. No, nobody else would. I had to.
How'd those first dates go?
You know what?
Let's a couple just of times not go I did... that far.
Anyways, about the weather.
No, we're talking about the E3.
Yeah.
The gaming show. I don't know how much information you guys consumed over the last week about the show. I know Adam probably nothing. But Dave and I, we usually pay attention to what's going on in the world, especially with stuff that interests us. And I got to say, man, there was a lot of great games that I see coming on the horizon here late this year, early next year. And I am very excited.
Absolutely. There's some significant advances in Monopoly, Stratego, Risk, and Ants in the Pants that I'm interested in.
There's new Ants in the Pants?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Easier on the thumbs.
Don't forget Pie Face 2.
Oh, the Electric Boogaloo.
I mean, but I forgot about Pie Face 1.
Well, that's for the kids, you know, that us that have those young kids, we got to stay on top of the pie face and the slime oozing something or other. I don't know.
Oh, slime. I hate the freaking slime. My kids have ruined so much stuff with their stupid slime. Oh. It's banned in this house.
My wife actually helped my kids make the slime. It's like, let's go buy Borax.
Yep, it's done. It's anyway. Let's get back to the games here. So prior to the show, we decided, hey, why don't we go ahead and each of us make a top five list of the top five games that we ourselves are most excited about coming, you know, that was showcased here at the E3 2018. We have everything listed here, and I thought maybe why don't we go ahead and start with number five. We'll each read our five and then go as we go there. Well, let's start with our awesome guest. I don't know how I should, what I should call him, because this is now his fourth show he's going to be on. He is a permanent fixture now on the Digital Soup podcast.
Surprise!
So, Chris, what was your number five game in your top five?
So this was really hard to narrow those things down. But for me, I'm going to the Nintendo side of things. It's Super Smash Bros. Ultimate coming out later this year. That's in my top five for sure. I was super excited, especially when they dropped the fact that, if a character's ever been playable in any of the past games, they're playable in this one. So even like Solid Snake and Cloud.
Ice Climber.
I'm glad you mentioned Solid Snake, because I kept seeing stuff pop up online where people were angry about his butt.
I saw something on that, yes.
What?
I don't quite understand. I didn't want to click it. I was at work.
What were they angry about?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, don't click Snake's butt, okay, man?
Something about Solid Snake's butt they were upset about with the Super Smash Brothers
thing. Solid Snake in your butt?
Not in my
butt. Whoa.
This is a family show, Adam.
I'm sorry, but... It wrote itself, and I'm usually the one telling everybody to back it off there.
Yeah,
it just sounded like a
poopy
joke.
Well, now Snake's telling you to back it off, all right?
That look good, though, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
It does, and the graphics, again, are just looking amazing. I mean, so many people think, hey, a game has to look as good as an Xbox One or a PS4. But no, man, Nintendo has this. These guys know, when I first got my Wii U, and I got it just like 4 months ago because I bought one used because I wanted to play Zelda. The new Zelda. And I could not believe how good a graphics the Wii U had, because I just went from the Wii to the Xbox 360. You know, I didn't mess with the Wii U at the time. Nintendo graphics in high def looks so beautiful. That cartoony look looks just amazing in high def. And this game looks fantastic.
It really does. And one of the coolest things on this, I don't know if you guys had seen it, is they're bringing back GameCube controllers for this. Because in the competitive circuit, everyone plays on a GameCube controller. So there's like a USB adapter coming out for the Switch that will plug GameCube controllers into it. So you can put four GameCube controllers on there.
This makes me want to unbury my copy that for my Wii that I still have around here somewhere.
Oh, man, that's classic.
I have it on my 3DS. It's kind of fun on there. I mean, I'm just playing by myself.
I have it on my GameCube.
Nice.
I love the GameCube. A lot of people hated the GameCube, but I always enjoyed that system.
I love my little purple lunchbox.
I had the black one. I was the rebel.
Oh, this was the cheapest I could find at a used game store. The purple one was $10 cheaper, and I don't care if it's purple. Give me that. I'll save $10.
Why the heck would the purple one be cheaper? They're like,
I don't know.
It's a less expensive dye.
Fantastic. Purple's the color of royalty, anyways. I'm
and kidding. The Vikings, if
that's
you're
right.
Minnesota. Oh yeah, the Minnesota Vikings. All right, well, why don't we jump on to me real fast? Shut it, Adam.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Wait, let me get Solid Snake.
Oh man!
What?
What? All right. So my number five here. This is going to harken back to my some of the most fun I ever had on the PC back in the day. With the Command and Conquer series, I loved Red Alert, Red Alert 2. I even liked Tiberian Sun, which was but I did like the Red Alert series more because it was more set in. I'm not going to say real life because it's not, because there was all this Tesla stuff and everything, but. Command & Conquer Rivals is now coming to mobile, and it looks great. I'm excited for this. I've been wanting a great strategy game on the mobile. I've played a few good games here. Like anybody play that Little Big War game, I believe it was called, or Big yeah. Little War game? That was kind of fun and stuff. It was turn-based.
That wasn't the same one you were talking that we used to play on the Game Boy Advance, was it? No, that was...
No, what was that called?
I forget. Yeah, I want to say Art of War, but I know that's not it. But.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of it right now for the life of me. But yeah, I'm excited for this game, Command & Conquer Rivals, playing some great Command & Conquer on my, I guess my phone or my tablet, whatever I want to do. I'll do whatever I want to do. You can't tell me where I can play it. I'm playing into the bathroom.
Will it run on Atari VCS?
I don't know, man. No. That's a good question.
I guess we'll all have to wait and see what actually runs on an Atari VCS.
Right. I did some...
Yars Revenge. That's the only one I bet you is going to be on there.
Yars Revenge 2019.
You know, I did some digging back. I was looking for some sound clips for something I'm working on. And I looked back to 1 year ago from this episode, which was, I believe, episode 26, Jason, was it that I told you to listen
yeah,
to?
Yeah, and I listened to it like you asked and it. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
There was a couple big topics, though, that we talked about that show. Number one, that was our debut with the Gunna Geek Network. So we've been there 1 year now, which was kind of cool to hear our big announcement there and fun. But
yeah, thanks for the congratulations, Chris.
I'm just building this community up by remembering milestones like this.
He was waiting for the end of the show.
Yeah. And actually, I didn't even think of it, but how fitting that we have Chris on tonight, since he was part of the process of bringing us on board. So that's pretty cool. True. But the other thing was that's when Atari broke the news of the Atari box, and we were covering it on that episode. So we've been talking about this stupid system for a year, and we still know just about as much as we did back then. With the exception of now, it's not Atari Box, it's Atari VCS, and it got funded over $2 million or whatever. Still a big mystery.
It's probably
a
$3 million now.
Bunch of suckers ordering that thing.
Well, I kind of want to order one, but anyway.
Yeah, order one,
you sucker.
Speaking
of suckers, Adam, what's your number five?
Mine's Yars Revenge 2.
Electric
mine,
Boogaloo?
I see mine is also on Chris's list here, but Anthem is a new game that I watched the trailer for and saw a little bit of information on that looked very cool to me. Although it is an EA game, so we'll see how many loot boxes are in there.
I think they announced there's no loot boxes. Is that correct, Chris?
That's correct. They did say in the EA event that the only kind of microtransactions for Anthem would be just for like cosmetic stuff. So similar to what they do with Overwatch.
Okay. But yeah, it's a multiplayer kind of action role-playing game. It's developed by BioWare, and this is a... it's kind of an open world thing, and kind of like what we're going to see in Fallout 76 when we talk about that. Looks like there's some cooperative multiplayer and kind of a shared world in this game as well. So,
man, I got this completely incorrect. I thought this was Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. I thought we're going to play like an insurance company just denying everything.
It's like an insurance company sim.
Does that exist?
I hope not.
Let's make one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Digital Soups.
I'm denying this claim.
Well, Anthem, this is the one where you fly around a lot, right? With the rocket thrusters.
Yeah, it looks like you kind of have a rocket jetpack kind of deal. And
yeah, you get to be Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man. That's what it was. Because, Chris, you were talking about this on the last episode of All Things Good and Nerdy, I think, where they were adding in some pretty sweet effects with like waterfalls and stuff to cool off your thrusters in mid-flight and all of that stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They did a lot of conversation at EA's pre-E3 event where they showed playthrough and they talked about the fact there's like four different kinds of these javelin suits, as they call them, that you can wear on. There's like the overall one that'll work for everything. You've got your heavy hitter, you've got your scout, and you've got, for lack of a better term, magic equivalent or something like that. So nice. You've got four different suits, and they were talking about the fact that, yeah, you take fall damage. If you fall and don't use your thrusters, you'll get hurt, and your thrusters will overheat. So how you cool them down, you literally fly through a waterfall. That's how you cool down the thrusters. And I was like, all right, that's really cool. And the water effect that they threw up on screen when they flew through them, it was super cool looking. The graphics look amazing on this game.
Yeah, it looked really sweet.
It wasn't like a water on a window, was it? Because there's no window there.
It was more like the splashback, and there might have been some water on a window effect now, too, that I'm thinking about it.
That takes me out of it. That breaks the fourth wall. It's like, oh, we're playing a game. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So, Dave, what's your number five fourth wall breaking game that you're interested in?
Well, first off, that Game Boy Advance game we were talking about was simply called Advance Wars.
Yes, just, there I found you go, that, buddy.
But irrelevant to the conversation. But I went mobile with mine, and I know a lot of people are going to laugh because Bethesda and Skyrim, they even made jokes at their own expense about this, that they're going to have Skyrim on everything. But the one that's got me a little bit intrigued and excited, and I put it on here because I do play games on my phone now and then because it's the easiest thing to do since I don't have a mobile system like a Switch. And that was
Instead
the Elder Scrolls.
Of working, he plays games.
Not true. Not true. Instead of spending time with my family and kids, I play games on my phone. Oh, wait, no, I'm just kidding.
No, no. Sounds true.
No, this
Daddy,
is the.
Daddy, you've been in the bathroom for 2 hours. What's going on?
Well, my legs are asleep. I can't move now.
No, this was the game I put on here, though, was the Elder Scrolls Blades. And this is just a completely mobile version.
That's a crossover with the Wesley Snipes movie, right?
I was just going to say something like that.
Yeah, you start out with the vampire faction from Morrowind. Yep. And
but you're not affected by sunlight.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you're half human.
Long pause there.
Yeah. But what I liked about it is that they're building in some features where you can play it, you know, with your phone in landscape mode using both thumbs. But you can also, they're building in a feature where you can play it single-handed with just one thumb on the screen, which is going to obviously make it very much just a
Yeah, how else are you supposed to steer?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't have to, you know, use two hands to do this. Yeah, now I get it. How are you supposed to steer? I was thinking the character. I'm a little slow. Yeah, my car. No, but I thought it looked interesting, and it's a way to get, you know, possibly from what they're showing, a fun, you know, Elder Scrolls experience right on the mobile phone, which would be neat to have because so many of them are, you know, they try and do things with the mobile games, and they just always end up the same. You know, so hopefully they can do something cool and something a little different with this.
Well, before we go on off of this, back to Chris's number four, I just want to counter that argument you just made there, because I'm going to list three games here that are just as good on mobile that they are on the PC, amazingly enough. Ark Survival Evolved blows my flipping mind. Yeah, you guys don't have a powerful enough system for it, all right?
No, it ran perfectly on my iPhone 8 Plus.
Yes, with a 6-inch screen.
Say,
you need
I just
a bigger
say,
screen.
Ugh, to Ark Survival Evolved in general right about now.
look at this guy. You're just all about the raft, aren't you?
I am. I'm just not quite built for the survival, especially when it's on that little iPhone screen. It was just too much of a hassle to deal with. But it looked good. You're right. It ran
okay, let me name the next two. Fortnite and PUBG. Yep. I cannot believe how good these games are on mobile. And I play these on my iPad Mini 4, so, you know, I got the nice big, you know, 8-inch screen, 7.9 or whatever it is, and the processing power to handle it. And it blows me away how good it looks. I mean, it looks better than any of, you know, PlayStation 2 generation, Xbox One generation, original Xbox, sorry. Let me correct that. It looks better than that stuff, and it's on this little teeny device. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, not every portable game is crap, as Dave from the Digital
I didn't
Soup
say
wants
they
you to
were
believe.
All crap. I said that they're all the same so often, and this might be something a little different. So,
yeah, it looks like it'll be good. All right, Chris, let's go to your number four then.
So number four, we're going to one of Microsoft's very few exclusive titles, Gears of War 5. They showed off a trailer. We didn't get any launch information, but man, it looked gorgeous. It's going to be on Xbox One, of course. It's going to be 4K HDR. And part of why I'm excited is I've been playing the Gears games forever. I love them. I played them with my co-host Naki on Xbox Live all the time. But why I'm super intrigued is, A, it looks gorgeous. And B, I know they'll do Dolby Atmos sound like they did in Gears of War 4. Yeah. And if you've gotten to play a game that has Dolby Atmos sound in it, it's amazing. In Gears of 4, it was great. And that was just kind of a gimmick as they were playing with it. I can't wait to see what they do with 5 on it.
Yeah.
So I'm not super familiar with Dolby Atmos. Can you tell me a little more about that?
So this is their attempt to kind of do immersive 3D audio. And if you have the sound system and the speakers set up for it, basically anything, it's spatial sounds. Like if there's a helicopter you and things like that, you'll have the helicopter noises projected over you. But in Gears, where it really works, you go underground a lot and there's lots of cave-ins and things like that. So when the ground starts caving in above you, you can literally hear the rocks falling down on your head, it sounds like.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's so immersive. They do it with headphones. It's not quite as good, but I just redid my home theater like in the last 6 months and put Atmos speakers in. And man, it's freaky when you do. Like the first time stuff starts falling, I was literally looking over my shoulder like, what the heck is going on?
Well, that's awesome. How many, is it like a, I'm familiar with like 5.1, 7.1. Stuff like that. What is it that you have to add?
63.1.
So technically I'm running a 5.1.2 system. So five speakers, the one subwoofer and the two Atmos speakers. And you can either put Atmos in the ceiling and have them project down, which I wasn't doing because I wasn't cutting up my ceiling, or you can get small Atmos speakers that you can put on your front and right channels that are angled and they project up at the ceiling and bounce the sound back down.
Oh, I got to look into this now.
It's super sweet. You just have to have the right kind of receiver that can decode an Atmos signal. Sure. And I've been using it to watch like all the 4K Blu-rays for the most part have Atmos channels. Thor Ragnarok, there's an awesome scene where a bunch of lightning comes down from the sky. Amazing in Atmos. So more games in Atmos I'm super excited for. Gears is going to definitely be Atmos sound, and I can't wait for that experience. It's so immersive.
That's awesome. Does Apple's HomePod, does that have Atmos?
They just added it.
It's the Apple TV.
They just added it.
TV. Okay. Well, what I was going to say was, if the HomePod had it, that's inexpensive. Why don't you just buy like a dozen HomePods and put them around your house?
I like this plan.
I can see Jason at his house already with his Amazon, his Echo Dots. He's got them duct taped up to his ceiling over.
Duct taped.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
No. You tape a bunch at the end of a rod and you have a scepter of sound above you.
With you in solid snakes and rods and stuff? Jeez.
I like snakes and I like sparklers.
Yeah.
Name the movie.
Now, I don't know. Joe Dirt? What?
Yes.
Yeah. I said Joe Dirt.
Oh, I just said yes.
Oh, then you said guess.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Oh. All right, Jason, what's your number four other than being hard of hearing?
What? My number four is a game that I've only played on the DS. I've never played, I believe it was on the PS2, etc. also, but I never played it, is Kingdom Hearts series, and this is Kingdom Hearts 3. And the only reason that this has intrigued me, of course, when I watched all the videos and everything, it has a whole bunch of new characters in it, but Wreck-It Ralph's in it.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
I love Wreck-It Ralph, and I'm excited for him to wreck the internet, too, by the way.
Break the internet, too.
But yeah, it just really looks so good that, I might actually have to pick this one up.
So what's the premise of Kingdom Hearts 3?
You know what? I don't know the story. I just saw the characters, and I didn't listen to any of the audio.
Because it looks like there's just a ton of different characters.
In-depth, hard-hitting news.
Man. Thanks, Square Enix.
Remember when there were two companies?
No. Yes.
Yes. Back
in
the day.
One was Squaresoft, and one was Enix.
Oh, yeah.
Or NX, or however you want to pronounce it.
I don't know.
They had my Dragon Quest series. I love Dragon Quest, by the way. But yeah, so I'm kind of excited about it. Yes, it is Disney. Yes, it is cartoony. But it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the scenes that they showed looked fun. And the characters, of course, are going to be great. And this is something that I could play with my daughters. There's so many games like, I'm not going to pull out Gears of War 5 with my daughter, sorry, Chris, and play that.
Why not?
So Kingdom Hearts 3, it is.
They got to learn how to prepare for the apocalypse. This game will prepare them.
Oh, they see Daddy play Dead Rising and stuff, and I'm like, you guys got to leave the room.
Okay, never mind. You're good.
Well, speaking of the apocalypse, my number four choice is Dying Light 2. I never played the first one, but some of the information they put out about this game, first of all, it's just a beautiful game. Of course, it's kind of zombie survival, which is getting a little bit saturated, I think, at this point in
like
games.
Like superheroes.
Yeah, that's just there's always some kind of a pop. Oh, hey, it's the apocalypse. Oh, is it again? But that doesn't make it not a fun game to play. Now, one of the interesting things about this game is they're the way they designed it and programmed it with decision making and the long term effects of this of the decisions that you make. For instance, they played an example where you have to make a deal for water with some faction in this city, and if you make a deal with the guys, you start to have this kind of underground water. Like, water's the currency, apparently. So you have this like underground water business going on. It's harder to find, but there's also this extra like underground market that opens up to you and things like that. And they said, if you go back and make a different decision, you kill these guys and just take the water. Now, all of a sudden, the city starts to grow and you've got this wonderful enterprise. But this faction that hired you to kill the guy is now like a ultra police force that almost like fascist kind of a deal that runs the whole city and changes the way it looks. So it all comes down to these huge decisions in the games that in the game that makes the whole world kind of change. It looked really interesting the way they pulled it off.
And this is the one where he's like kind of running along the rooftops and stuff, and he sees a group of survivors around a campfire, and he jumps off of it, grabs one of the heads, and slams it into a what do you call those things in the middle of the street that you know Pennywise the clown comes up out of?
The sewer grates or whatever.
Yeah, but no, the
manhole cover.
The manhole cover. Is that the same game?
He came out of a sewer grate, but
no, I understand that. But I was just trying to do some correlation there.
I don't remember seeing that in the trailer, but
okay, maybe it's a different game. I mean, I did watch every trailer a couple of times, but I can't remember now. They're all mixed together.
Yeah, that might have been that. What was the other one? Death Stranding or no?
Oh, the weird no. Kojima one.
Yeah. I cannot wait for that. Norman Reedus. It looks like it's just a movie. Well, let's not get into it, I guess, until one of us must have it.
Yep.
But yeah, it looks great. It's like a movie game. It's not a full-on game. All right, so where cool. were we, what Sweet. Were we talking about here?
Well, I was talking about Dying Light 2, but I think it might be time to move on to Dave's number 4.
Yeah, so I went with a game that got a brand new trailer during E3, but it actually happened at the PC gaming conference across the street or whatever they do. It was it's called The Sinking City, PC game. And the reason I went with this, it kind of brings this horror aspect. I'm just going to read right from their site. It's made by a company called Frogwares, and it's a blend of H.P. Lovecraft. It says The Sinking City is a game of investigation and mystery taking place in a fictional open world inspired by the works of H.P. Lovecraft. The player steps into the shoes of a 1920s private investigator who finds yourself in the city of Oakmont, Massachusetts, a city suffering from unprecedented floods of clearly supernatural origins. The city is trembling on the brink of madness. Can you survive the beleaguered town and untangle the mysteries responsible for the situation, or will you be driven beyond madness yourself? And I guess there's aspects to this game that as you see and come into contact with some of the crazy things that are happening, they have the potential to essentially just drive you insane. And, you know, not, I mean, your character, obviously not you. So it looked like one that wasn't super, you know, extremely fast paced Twitch action. You know, you're not jumping into a first person shooter necessarily, but kind of one of these mystery puzzle, but still horror, like really good story type games. And it looked interesting to me, especially with the Lovecraft type of, you know, feel to it. So
love me some Lovecraft.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, that actually looks pretty cool, Dave.
Yeah. I thought like something a little different.
All right. We're going to move back over to Chris for number 3.
Number 3. So if you guys have seen any of the video casts, I do. Mm-hmm. Behind me is always pictures of Spider-Man comic art. To the right side of me is like a life-size Spider-Man prop replica thing. So for me, number 3 is Marvel Spider-Man. And why it's number 3? Because I don't have a PlayStation. And I really want to play it, but I can't rank it higher because I won't get to play the game, so I just drool over it.
You know it's going to end up on your shelf.
Oh, I know it probably will at some point. But I was watching, I watched the Sony event live just predominantly to see the Spider-Man stuff. And
yeah,
it was gorgeous. The web swinging looked amazing. The combo system looked great. And then later that day, they did like a 20 minutes of free play they broadcast online. And
yeah,
this looks like the Batman Arkham Asylum of Spider-Man games, if I had to make a comparison. It looks really good.
Guess cool. Who's gonna have it?
Oh, shut it.
Well, when are you gonna get to playing it though? Yeah, yeah, like how many other games?
You'll look at it on your shelf. Way to go,
dude! I will play the first mission. Believe me.
How are you gonna get through all that?
No spoilers.
No, he didn't say when he'd play the first mission.
Okay. It's when the third sequel to this game comes out. Now, this game, obviously, on a lot of our lists, Jason and I both have it as our number one title.
That is
and
a lot.
I'm with you. I mean, for ages, Spider-Man was my favorite character, and I've since kind of moved on where he's kind of number two or three for me, but I still love Spider-Man. I just got to a point with all the movies and everything that were so steadily coming out. I kind of felt like I was, you know, being judged because I was liking something, even though I liked it before it became popular, you know? So I started finding.
He even had a Spider-Man computer case at one point.
I did, and it lit up like awesome neon lights on the inside where the case was clear and everything lit with these strips on the front of the case. I still have it somewhere in my basement.
Did you surf the web with it?
Oh, I see it.
I did a lot of web surfing on that.
I bet you did. Yeah, I mean,
I was I still am a huge Spidey fan, but this one.
he smoked a lot of Mary Jane, too.
Not true, but.
No, I already like swinging.
No, that one doesn't land. Okay.
And we're off in Punville.
Indiana.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Spider-Man though does look to be pretty amazing. And I know
the amazing Spider-Man, huh?
Yeah, no, here I go again. I know Chris, you had your guest host there. He was out at E3, wink wink.
And wink, wink.
was really gushing over the Spider-Man footage as well in the most recent episode you guys had, and so I know they give you a hard time every episode about you're going to buy it. You're going to buy it. And I do think it's coming.
I do too. I just don't have room for it in the entertainment center right now.
Just sell the Xbox One.
That's what runs as 4K movies. You can't do
exactly.
That. Exactly. The answer is clear.
Well,
just
I thought
build
you just
a
got an Apple
system.
4K, didn't you? Apple TV 4K?
No, I've just got a Roku for that. But
okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't even have a 4K Roku. I have a regular Roku hooked up to my 4K television.
Still waiting on my 1K.
All right. Well, speaking of 1K, I don't know what that segue means, but let's go on to my number three. Sure. And it's actually another game that is on three of our lists, and it is Fallout 76. Now, I have not played, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I have not played a Fallout game since 2.
You've played a Fallout game.
And I believe I got it as shareware. I got a disc with it, and it had like the first mission or so on it. And I played it. Same with XCOM. I never got into XCOM, but I got the shareware versions back in the day and played the original XCOM and XCOM 2 and played a few levels of it. So I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I understood what it was. And then when it went to 3D, I never played you know, what was it? I think it was 3 was the first one that was in a 3D world, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Maybe Adam doesn't even understand what I'm talking about. The first two were the top down. They were
Diablo.
Yeah, I've got the original in my Steam library. I played it a little bit.
Oh, okay, but this game, the footage, I'm sitting there with my jaw dropping, just like when I was watching Days Gone, about a year ago, and now it's not coming out till next year again, but jaw dropped. I think it looks so amazing. I was left behind in games having, you know, the PS3 and the Xbox 360. I just didn't know what good games look like.
True. You had the PS1 that one time.
It's a PS original.
So Fallout 76 is the number one on my list. And I really enjoyed Fallout 4. Thought it was fantastic. And what I really like about this, I mean, we as a group on the Digital Soup podcast, us three guys will actually join servers and play, you know, together online, you know, whether it's Raft or what we're trying to do with the forest, Ark, things like that. Fallout 76 offers that same kind of a deal where we could actually join together and play and craft, you know, our worlds and stuff. And they additionally, they added like nuclear codes so you can bomb each other in these big worlds.
I was watching that. That looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. So,
let's do that, guys. Let's, when this does come out, let's all three get it. And maybe Chris will get it. Maybe he'll join us in some gaming once in a while. Do you have a PC? A gaming PC? I know you have a PC.
Not a gaming PC. It won't do that. I'll be getting this one for my Xbox. And actually, my fiance is getting it also. And we plan on playing it together because... For me, why it's so cool, I don't know if you guys noticed, they said that this game is set in West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh.
I live in West Virginia. When they started showing the trailer that showed things, one of the landmarks they showed was Woodburn Hall, which is one of the main buildings on the West Virginia University campus. Oh, it's awesome. 5 minutes from my house. So I was sitting there. I was like, I want to play this game just to explore the video game version.
Because, if you know the area, see how close they got it right. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Oh, great. Chris will be cheating because he has intimate knowledge.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If he's playing, you know, him and a couple of guys are playing against another couple of guys, they could be, hey, let's go over. Remember where you made it with Sally that one Saturday back in high school? Let's go there. And everybody else is like, what is he talking about?
Everyone else would be like, we all made it with Sally there.
But Sally, no. Oh, man, you just shattered my worldview.
You'll know all the best shortcuts, though. Like, no, we don't got to go all the way over there. There's an alley that cuts through here. Old Man Jones's place over there has that. Or, fence that's broken.
Remember it burned down, though. Remember that's where it burned down?
Or you'll explore it and get frustrated because none of it's accurate.
That's more what I'm expecting is they'll have some landmarks in there that make sense, but the connections between all of them, not so much. But again, part of why I'm geeking out so hard of this, and I'm not a huge Fallout fan, is the fact that it's in my state. It's in my city.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's just,
pretty rad.
It's something cool that I haven't experienced before where I can be like, I've been there. Oh, I know that. And I want to experience that.
No kidding. That's awesome. I wish that, you know, if when they're making games, what if they started using like the Google
Maps,
Google Earth, and
the one where they're driving by and they take, Google Street View. That's what I was trying to get at. It would be great if they would actually design some of the worlds based on that so people could explore more accurately. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
That's how they make the new Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego game.
Is it really?
Well, no, I'm throwing out $1 million idea. I suckered you.
Well, man, remember, April Fool's Day, they did do Where's Waldo on Google Maps.
They did.
So it's not unheard
of. That's true.
They did. Now, Chris, do you know with Fallout 76 being Microsoft, are they going to be cross-platform where you could play, you know, PC people can play with Microsoft and such?
So they haven't said on this one anything that I could tell on it. I know they've done that for things like Fortnite and a few other, and Minecraft and things like that, but I'm not sure. I did see today, however, that Xbox gets the the beta first for Fallout 76.
Nice.
You know, it wouldn't be quite fair though if Dave and I were playing Fallout 76 with you, Chris, and we're on the PC. I mean, we just so much more accurate.
That's true. I guess the mouse and keyboard might be more accurate.
I'll tell you what.
Down.
I play any game I can play on my PC with my Xbox controller because I am a console gamer at heart, and so I'm just more comfortable with the controller in my hand rather than trying to manipulate 47 buttons on my keyboard and move a mouse at the same time.
He even plays Windows Solitaire with a Xbox controller.
But do you play Minesweeper with it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Adam, what's your number three?
Numero tres. It's a game that I have literally no information on other than a very short, weird-looking trailer. Starfield. This is another Bethesda game that is probably not even going to come out this year, I'm thinking. But they're just kind of teasing the development of it, and it looks like I'm guessing it's going to be kind of an open world space sci-fi game. I don't know if you guys saw anything about it.
But this is the one game I didn't see anything on.
And so I love those kind of games. You know, I like space stuff, sci-fi stuff. My Twitter handle is Starfield Escape, and this has my half of my Twitter handle in it. So therefore,
you should
my
number sue them.
Sure.
I had it first, guys.
I mean, this one's Bethesda. It should be good.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I've really liked the last few Bethesda games I've played. So,
well, come on, though, guys. Has Bethesda never made a stinker? Can you think back? I'm sure if we did some research, I'm sure they've made some bad games.
Probably, but they're pretty solid lately. I mean... What they're saying on this, it'll be the rumors are suggesting a first-person shooter RPG hybrid So a lot of people are thinking Elder Scrolls in space, which would be pretty awesome.
Sold. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll take exactly. that. I'll take two.
Yeah. You only need one.
No. It starts off as Skyrim, and then eventually gets to Fallout. This is all just in the same timeline.
Hashtag it's all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole Pixar thing. Everything's connected.
Cool. All right, Dave, hashtag. What's your number three?
I went with CD Projekt Red's newest offering, Cyberpunk 2077. Now, this is made by the same people that made the Witcher series, Witcher 3, which I've talked about a little bit before. I'm not super deep into it, but I do love the game. It's a lot of fun. And they don't pull any punches. I mean, this is not a game for kids. And this Cyberpunk 2077 looks ultra violent.
Punches.
Full nudity. And they had to defend that because they felt it was important to have as part of the cyberpunk culture. But this thing just looks super, super interesting to me with so much of the elements from Witcher 3 and the gameplay and the open world and storytelling, which is so fantastic, combined with this, you know, it's taking it out of that medieval fantasy magic world, even though I love that at times. But sometimes you just want something different, and this looks like a way to have that same or similar gameplay in a brand new setting. You know, I'm picturing some of the movies and Netflix series and stuff that have been out recently, like Mute and Altered Carbon and things like that a little bit. Those type of settings, even in a sense, John Wick, where it's kind of futuristic. I mean, that's set in modern times, but some of those settings are, you know, the neon lights and all this crazy stuff happening. It just looks like a ton of fun with a potentially amazing story.
Yeah, and then, you know, the Witcher series was fantastic from what you've said and what, you know, the ratings and everybody else has said. You know, like I said, I haven't played any of them yet, which I need to. But, you know, so they have a very good chance of making another great game here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's how I know The Witcher's good. I started playing it, but fantasy's not really my thing. Mm-hmm. My fiance loves RPGs and stuff. She's played through it and all of the DLC 3 times now.
Nice.
So that just goes to show how good that is if that's your jam. I'm super excited on this one because it's taking place in like a science fiction inspired future world. And that is the kind of story that I really get into. And I really... Yes. I need something to replace Mass Effect in my sci-fi RPG world because I'm not getting another one of those.
I'm still waiting for the Running Man game. I want a Running Man game so bad. He had to split.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving right now.
So, Chris, what is your numero dos?
A dos.
He doesn't speak Spanish.
How do you know?
Only a tiny little bit. I took it in high school. So
he knows the numbering system.
I know the numbers to 10 at least. I'm good.
I don't speak Spanish either, Jason.
God, whatever. It's your native tongue.
False. I never told you my nationality, did I? Anyway.
So numero dos for me, we already talked about a little bit, is Anthem. I'm a BioWare fanboy. I love Mass Effect. I love Jade Empire. I love the KOTOR game that they did. Pretty much anything Mass Effect or anything that BioWare did until Mass Effect Andromeda, I was totally on board with. I'm cautiously optimistic with Anthem. I mean, the real problem is it's still an EA game, and that scares me.
Yeah.
It's in the game.
Oh, I forgot all about that for a minute.
Just for 1 minute, though.
I'm having a flashback. It's like I forgot about Dre also.
Let me ask you guys this, because
nowadays
that,
everybody want to talk.
That phrase, Kazaj, it's a bunch of gibberish.
I forgot the middle verse, but that's
and okay. Mother Truckers.
Oh, jeez. Yep. That phrase, though, it's in the game from EA. When you hear that, what game does that bring you to right away in your mind?
Madden, yeah.
Solitaire. Madden, but which Madden? Which Madden? that's the one where you got to buy loot boxes to get the full deck of cards.
I got to beat Minesweeper.
Probably like 98?
Yeah, I was going to say 99.
It brings me back to the Super Nintendo days and like Madden 94 through 96. Like those days when that big pixelated logo.
Well, no, 96... 96, well, yeah, maybe that was on the Super cartridge Nintendo systems. Was, remember, that was the one that got canceled for PlayStation 1.
PlayStation, yep.
Yeah, it never
but where
got
it was
released.
Kind of like, even sounded pixelated, like, it's in the game. Like, weird, I don't know, but...
it's in the game.
Oh, that's way better than, remember the NES, Double Dribble? When you would turn it on, it would go, Double Dibble. I'm not even kidding, Double Dibble.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta look this up right now.
It's hilarious. And then the very, remember Sports Talk, football and baseball on the Genesis. How they cut it all together. It would be after two innings, the score is 37-6.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Back in those days, it was awesome.
So, Chris, why don't we finish off your list? Because I know
it's hilarious. I'm sorry, I just looked it up. The video. The video is 1 second, and the title of the video is called "Bubble Dribble." And I'm gonna put this in our show notes.
Good,
and,
double devil,
right above the mic, right there.
Listeners need to check this out. Yeah.
It's hysterical,
Chris. While they're doing that, why don't we finish off your number one? Because I know it's another game that we've talked about a bit already.
Sure, we talked about this one already. It's Fallout 76, and I already described a lot of my reasons there. The biggest being it takes place in my home, and I want to experience that.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. Now,
wouldn't it be crazy if you went in there and like your house was there?
Whoa.
That'd be awesome.
And then Chris is sitting there on the couch watching Golden Girls. Oh, wait, that's Dave.
How'd you know?
Golden Girls, you can't go wrong with it. Telling you.
True. Dave just really liked the slutty one.
Everything I learned about love, I learned from her.
Really?
Not really. Oh. I mean, I'm talking about the old lady, the oldest one.
The old lady. That really narrows it down there,
the
buddy.
Oldest one, the mom. What was her name now? Sophia.
No, I've never watched the show.
Okay.
Not the mama. Not the mama.
Anybody remember dinosaurs?
Oh, yes. Oh,
hey,
yes.
You know what? Before we go on too crazy of a tangent, Jason, give us your number two and number one.
Yeah.
All right. My number two is a game that we've been watching for about a year. I remember when I first brought it up on the show, I told you I'd watched this trailer for this game that is giving me some major anxiety. Yeah. And then you guys laughed at me, called me a little girl.
Yeah.
But then you watched it too, and I think you guys were crying.
I wasn't.
But it's called Days Gone, and it's another zombie apocalypse type thing. But here's the difference. It's not Walking Dead zombies. This is World War Z zombies. These suckers move.
Are they clicking their teeth together a lot?
Yes, exactly.
And
it looks amazing. At least, you know, all the stuff that we've seen on it so far, it absolutely looks great. E3 2017 is when that first trailer broke that gave me anxiety, and they've been playing it ever since, and there wasn't much more on E3 2018's trailer.
It's still, though, it does seem like that game is going to, you're going to be more stressed out every time you play it.
But yeah, I think it'll help. When you talked about your chattering teeth thing, it just gave me this visual. Just picture it. Instead of these zombies chasing you, picture those little denture things you wind up and it's just teeth that chatter across your desk. Yeah. Just imagine that's what's chasing you instead.
You can get the DLC, the Polygrip map.
I worry with Days Gone that this will be one of those games that just continues to get pushed and pushed and pushed. And just never happens, because I know a lot of the reaction to this was that people were kind of feeling like it didn't, you know, they were excited for it last year, and now seeing this, they said it felt a little dated and a little clumsy, you know, compared to how fresh it felt last year. So I worry that, you know, in taking so much time, that you know, you don't want to rush a game, but you know, you also got to be careful not to hold on to it so long that you're starting over, the technology and everything's past you. So
ask Duke Nukem.
Yeah, right. Right.
Days Gone, more like Dave's Gone, am I right?
And my number one is, of course, Marvel's Spider-Man, which we've already covered a couple of times already. So, yes, that was my number one. I think Dave was telling me when he found out that I got a PS4, he's like, you're going to get Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
You got to get it.
Exactly.
I said,
he said it in a Batman voice?
Yeah.
You need Spider-Man.
I am Christian Bale.
Spider-Man.
I am going to do the turn and then the prestige.
So the reason Jason keeps making these prestige jokes, why don't we let people know, is that we've got our next super review coming. We're a little bit late because schedules have gotten a little hectic, but we are going to be tackling the classic with Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, called The Prestige, directed by Nolan, I believe, right?
Yep.
So that's coming up soon. That's why Jason keeps joking, because he just watched
it. Yeah, I just finished it, and I enjoyed the movie, and I was
messaging Dave. Save it for the review.
But we'll just do this here. I was just messaging Dave, like, this is how I think it's going to end. I'm at the halfway mark. This is the way I think it's going to end. And I was half right and little bit more all wrong. I was wrong, but I did get a little bit of it right. So I was pretty happy with myself.
Yeah. So my number one was the Fallout 76. So we'll skip that. But my number two on here was simply what came at the end of, you know, Bethesda's stuff on Skyrim. Elder Scrolls 6. All they did was tease this with, like, here's a mountain shot and some dramatic music. But to know there is a new Elder Scrolls coming, you know, this kind of ties in with the whole joke that they were playing around as far as, we're just going to keep re-releasing Skyrim on everything. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Elder Scrolls 6 is coming out. That excites me. I thought Elder Scrolls 5 was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait to see more, but I'm excited about this too.
Here, I am not though. See, unfortunately, I got burned out during the Morrowind days. I
did next host.
I can't say it because this is a family show.
Do you think he keeps that in the show or does he cut you out?
He'll probably cut me completely out of the show.
Heck, dude, I'm not editing nothing. As soon as we hit stop, I'm just throwing it right up on the website.
Good.
Great.
Let her buck.
No, that's what I was going to say was I didn't play Skyrim more than the dragon scene. You guys all know that. I said, I just got past the dragon and that's it. And Adam's like, that's like the first 5 minutes.
The title credits haven't even rolled yet.
And I did play, what was the one between those two where I was Oblivion. Closing down? Oblivion. I did close down some of those Oblivion gates, but I never finished the game.
I think it'll be cool, but I think it's going to be a ways out. We're not going to see anything from that. I would
2021.
Yeah, I would expect 2020, 2021, somewhere in there.
So, maybe 2030, who cares?
Yeah, as long as it's coming, I don't care.
I want Half-Life 3. Come on.
Yeah, definitely. What is going on?
Chris, explain.
We're never going to get it.
But I want ever. It.
Why? It is the moneymaker for Valve. I mean, seriously. Well, besides Steam. But, I mean, game-wise, it's a freaking moneymaker for
Valve.
They
make nothing with Steam.
It's just pennies.
Steam is just a byproduct of all that moneymaker from Duke.
Steam is really technically vaporware.
Nice.
Man, I saw right through you on that joke.
Oh, I'm getting a little misty-eyed here.
Man,
so
Chris,
many puns.
Chris, I don't think has been exposed to so many bad puns in all of his podcasts.
He's heard our show
some
before.
Dad jokes.
No, let's not right now.
All right, let's get to Dave's. Dave's last two.
My number one we'll skip because we already talked about a Marvel Spider-Man. Of course, very exciting. Looks fantastic. My number two, I'm surprised wasn't on anyone else's list, and that is The Last of Us 2.
I thought your number two was a Solid Snake.
Oh. I'm not. Yes, exactly. Last of Us 2, though. The first game was fantastic, super cinematic. I know Willie, Chris, wasn't he talking in your last show while he was giving his report that he doesn't know why there hasn't been a movie made of this yet, I think is what he had said about the first Last of Us.
That's correct.
And I kind of agree with him on one hand, but at the same time, that game is so darn cinematic that they almost don't need to, because what more could they do with it in a movie fashion, in a sense? And that's how this second one is shaping up as well. Just super, super cinematic and just a ton of fun. So I'm excited for that. I enjoyed the first one. So Last of Us.
Yeah, and I didn't play the first one more than I did get a demo on the PlayStation 3. You know, I downloaded one of those little, you know, trial things. And I did play a little bit of it. I thought it was pretty cool. I do see that they have the enhanced version on the PS4 PlayStation Store. I think it's on sale right now for $19.99.
It's not bad.
I was tempted to pick it up, but I picked up a couple of other games instead. I rebought Grand Theft Auto 5 because I had it on the 360, so now I have it on the PS4. But the coolest thing here, and I'm so excited about this, the Metal Gear Solid, since so many jokes, the Definitive Collection, which has Phantom Pain, which, oh my gosh, I played like probably a half hour or so of this back on a...
He gets an ache that he can't quite place.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, man, where's this
game
coming
from? This
game
is amazing. Have you played it, Chris?
I played a little bit of, I think, the beta or whatever when it came out, but I didn't get a ton into it. I know, like, Cody on Unqualified Gamers, Game Life Balance, it was Unqualified Gamers at the time, played it a lot and really liked it.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I was it's another one of those games when you start playing it, you don't know exactly what to expect, and then your jaw drops because it was that good. I mean, the graphics, the play style and everything, I thought it was just amazing. And I didn't get more than, like I said, probably a half hour or so into it, but that first half hour was awesome. I can't wait to dive in. Oh, it is okay. Dive into the full game.
Nice. One last comment on The Last of Us 2. I didn't get a chance to play the first one, but I have heard nothing but awesome things about Last of Us as far as the game. So someday I'm going to have to find a PS3 on the Craigslist for $10 and pick that up.
Well, maybe I can send you the one Dave sent me since I have a PS4.
Re-gifting?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not using it, I'll send you my address.
I'm serious, Dave. You wouldn't mind, would you?
No, I don't care. It off there?
Really?
Dave was nice. He bought a new one. The drive doesn't work. You have to download all the games. You have to buy them from the store.
Oh, that's, you know, I've got my dead PS3 came with a dead drive that I swapped out. So perfect. I could always do that again.
Oh, okay. And, you know, so it's chock full of games, but under my account. Maybe I should just leave my account in there. Literally, there's probably 50 games I bought.
What?
He's a madman. He's a collector that blows
when
money.
When they're cheap, I buy them. And then, of course, being a member of the Watchmen. Oh, but I'm not a member of it on that one now.
Dear wife, I won't be seeing you for a while.
She'll be singing, "Since You've Been Gone."
Right.
Is that how that goes? Anyway.
I don't know.
Well, I appreciated that.
I mean, that's a huge list, though. I mean, we just literally spent an hour talking about just the top five games, and there's still more E3 news, although the rest of it I think will go pretty quickly. But before we do that, I was thinking maybe it's time we get into our Gunna Geek.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought best thing to do, because Chris, as he mentioned, he has 100 different shows on the network already, right?
True.
And he's... Yeah, we consider him the man, number one Arrow fan, Alicity shipper, Laurel Lance lover. Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Starling Tribune?
The Starling Tribune is a show where I talk about how much I love Alicity and Laurel Lance, my favorite things. But no, in all seriousness, it is a weekly show that we do recapping the latest episodes of the CW television show Arrow, and in the off season we get into what I think is the better show, Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
And we give our thoughts and opinions, and sometimes we don't hold back our harsh thoughts on the series, so it's an honest discussion.
Well, I rage quit it when Kid Flash quit, so sorry.
That's a different show.
Legends of Tomorrow, you said.
He's
right?
On Legends.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about Arrow there. Sorry. No. I was like, Jason, what are you doing? No, absolutely, though, guys. Listeners, you know we talk about this every week, and we're very excited to have Chris here with us, and we figured why not let him plug his own show, one of the many shows he does there on the Gunna Geek Network. You'll find tons more over at GunnaGeek.com. For something literally for every geeky taste, whether it's tech, gaming, TV, movies, anything you want, it's there. So go check them out.
I will. Adam won't.
Fantastic.
Will. Adam won't.
I've been to the site. I'm just kidding. He's giving me such a hard time.
Hey, I was going to say, for anybody that listens to our show knows that Adam doesn't listen to any other podcasts.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to step up my game.
You do like have Microsoft that crocheting one.
Oh, that one's got me in stitches. So bad. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm the pun guy.
So he's the Punisher?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's even better than mine. Dang.
Let's not let him think he's that cool.
I'm going to go get a skull shirt.
Actually, he's more pungent.
Yeah, it's closer.
All right, what's Microsoft doing here, Adam? Tell us.
They're investigating five game studios. And to read the full story, all I have to do is subscribe according to the link you put in here.
Way to go. Well,
it's freaking amateur hour in here.
Jason or Chris, one of you fill us
Chris
in on
put
this.
It in there. It was Chris.
No, oh,
yeah. All things good and nerdy.
I'll take the hit. That sounds like my kind of shoddy prep work. You should see my show notes.
I'm literally going in to click, and it's like, to continue reading, subscribe or sign in.
That's all right, well, I'm going to pull up another link. You guys laugh about me a little bit.
Oh, man. Jason's the worst.
Oh, man. Like, I need encouragement to laugh.
Chris, what's the scoop with Microsoft, though? Because some of these they purchased, and some of them they're starting, if I'm understanding right.
So I'm not a hunt. I watched the event and I went, oh, that's cool. They're picking up all of these studios. It's pretty much to address the fact that Microsoft doesn't have a lot of console exclusives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in order to try and solve that, how they're trying to address that is buy up some of the studios that are making good stuff and then kind of roll that into next year's talk on exclusive games. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Microsoft doesn't exactly have the best track record on some of that because look what they did to Rare.
Oh, look what they made me do. Rare?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Rare hasn't done much.
Okay, T Swift.
That one was right, just so for Steven.
Yeah. He don't listen to our show either. He's Adam Light. So here are the studios they purchased. They purchased Undead Labs, who makes the State of Decay series, which I did play the first one, and I thought it was pretty cool. Playground Games, they have the Forza series, which I think you got into, didn't you, Dave? You like the
No, I used to play a little Gran Turismo back in the day, but it's been years.
Ninja Theory, the Hellblade, and didn't they also do Ninja Gaiden?
That I don't know.
Devil May Cry, I think, was their big
thing. Oh, Devil May Cry, okay. And Compulsion Games, We Happy Few, I don't know what that game is, unfortunately. But they did the fifth, it's an all-new studio. It's called Initiative, and it's headed by Daryl Gallagher. Was part of Crystal. He was the chief of Crystal Dynamics. Do you know what Crystal Dynamics started way back in the day? Do you guys remember the Gecko game they had?
I just remember him starting the watermelon smashing in the hammer. And
oh, yeah. He used to love it, man. Smash those watermelons everywhere.
Yep. Classic Gallagher.
No, but do you guys remember Gex the Gecko? Do you remember that? Back on the 3DO originally?
Vaguely,
and then they did re-release it on the PlayStation 1 because who had a 3DO? Hardly anybody.
This is true.
$600. So anyway, they are the ones that spearheaded the Tomb Raider reboot, and they joined Microsoft back in April. So, I mean, that's a pretty cool group there. Now, I'm trying to think. State of Decay 2 is in the process of coming out here. But did anybody else besides me play State of Decay on the Xbox 360?
Not I.
No.
Nobody.
No, not yet. I'll pick it up and try it on Game Pass at some point when I have time to play games that I haven't bought already.
Yep, it was a pretty cool game. You played it.
I'll never do it, I guess, he says.
But it's
sad truth.
It's a zombie survival game where you can actually fortify, any type of building that you're in. Fortify it. You have to go find materials, find food, but there's always this, zombie outbreak.
Oh, it's like Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly.
Same as Minecraft. Christ.
Hey, now Microsoft didn't screw up Minecraft. I think that's still going good.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey. So you're just a big old liar there, Chris. They don't.
Well, they did screw up Rare, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah. You know what, though? They didn't screw up Windows ME or
Vista.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts again.
I knew a guy that liked Windows 8.
You know what, guys? Do not even go there with it. With Classic Shell, Windows 8 was way better than Windows 7. It was optimized better. It was, yes. You had to add back the start button, but it was still a great operating. Do you understand that Windows 10 is Windows 8 with just, that's its core, and it just has some new additions to it, some, different things, but it's basically still Windows 8, and you guys love Windows 10.
Is Windows 10 running the same kernel as Windows 8?
Yes, I don't know 100%, but
all right. Well, that was the geek off.
Yeah, no, I've got
actually,
something for you.
Speaking of that, what time is it, Jason?
It's time for a geek off.
By the way, my kids can't stop laughing at your goat from last week, so it may have been sound clipped and played on repeat at home a few times.
So you probably don't want them to listen to this episode. We've been a little raunchier than that.
Yeah, don't let them listen.
No, I won't.
Not suitable for work.
You don't want him to find out about Solid Snake?
Daddy, what's Metal Gear Solid Snake?
He's a great character. Yeah. They should play Metal Gear.
Well, and they'll at least understand why I spend so much time in the bathroom. Jeez, leave me alone. No. So with the news out of E3 that games like Resident Evil 2 were getting a big reboot, what I thought I would do is throw it to you guys. If you can come up with a game from the past, like way back, not just the last 2-3 years, pick a game that you think would be great to be given the revival treatment. So something you would like to actually see remade and put in a new modern twist.
Okay, so not bring it back, but in its retro style, but actually have it upgraded to the newer hardware. Okay.
Essentially, yeah, reboot it with new style, you know, everything else, but keep the same story, same feel, same gameplay kind of an idea.
Okay, I'm going to go first because I am a very conceited person, and it'll give you guys more time to think because I already got mine. I loved on the...
You can't pick Battletoads.
No, I'm not. The regular 8-bit Nintendo, I loved The Goonies 2. That game was so much fun. Not only did it capture the movie for me, it even had, you know, of course it was MIDI, but it had the actual, what was it, Cyndi Lauper's song. And there was some other music in there, but it just sounded so cool. And I liked the story a lot. And I would love to see the Goonies brought into a, you know, into a brand new PS4 Pro or Xbox One X, full 3D on effect platformer. That would be awesome to see all those characters hyper realistic on the screen. That would be great.
Be cool.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, so I'll go next. I got an idea. I was originally going to say a remake of Gauntlet because I love those games, but then I heard the words Nintendo and I went, oh no, I have a perfect idea. Did anyone ever play the baseball game called Base Wars on the old Nintendo?
Sounds so familiar.
Yep, I did.
So for those that aren't familiar, Base Wars was robots playing baseball in the future, and they could have like tank treads, legs, they could hover, and they would also get weapons and stuff. So if you tagged someone out, then the two robots had to fight with the weapons they had on them. I totally want a remake of Base Wars.
Heck yeah.
Robot baseball with fighting. I want it.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's way better than what I was going to pick.
I'm with you.
Adam was picking Burger Time.
No. I'm not reusing the Burger Time.
I was picking Sneak King when they gave it away in Happy Meals 5 years ago.
I always thought Excitebike could be better.
I love Excitebike. But they did come out with a newer one, remember?
I don't remember.
N64, I believe, had a new Excitebike.
Picture
did
one.
There was Excitebike 64, I think is what it was called, actually. Yeah.
See, I didn't have an N64, so.
Loser.
Never mind. 20 years from now, it'll be, what if they rebooted Skyrim?
They'll still be making it.
Yeah.
They just released it again on the PS9.
You know what? And the Atari VCS might be released then, too.
But it won't be ready to play Skyrim. It won't be prepped.
Right. No. They didn't do a Linux distro.
So you were going to go with Excitebike? Or did you have another idea?
No, that's my pick.
All right. No, I'm with it. I pictured it in a style of like... any of the modern like dirt bike racing kind of action stunt games, I could see that working in a full 3D environment. Actually,
I think it'd be fun.
I'm gonna go with just a classic and bring it into the 3D open world space and give me some Contra.
Ooh. Yeah, good choice.
Yes, you win.
Konami Code also. Yep.
Yeah, just I mean some open world straight up action shooter. With some kind of story to it. It doesn't have to be super deep, but just straight up difficult fun like it used to be.
Yes.
Your fun, having fun should be hard work. Right?
Should it?
No, not really. I don't agree with that, but make it fun to play. But just that game, I used to play it so much, and I loved it. And so I even fired it up not that long ago via some emulation to test some things out, and it was like I had never left. Like stuff just, I remembered where stuff was. It was just super familiar. And I'd love to see that given I don't want to go full on like Call of Duty or anything like that, but just something, I don't know, new 3D space sandbox.
Now
type.
That you're kind of talking like that, there's other games. I mean, I know they've done some newer Castlevania stuff, but like a full on, almost like the new Doom style is.
Yeah, bring Castlevania into almost an Elder Scrolls feeling world or Witcher.
Or like Pong.
Well, yeah. Pong would be great.
You can actually see the hands holding the paddles.
Oh, man. Let's not get crazy.
They did that on the Wii, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, they had a table tennis.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Some good choices, Dave.
Yeah, good choices, guys. So what do we have? We're a little long this week, and so I know we've got just a couple quick stories left.
So a solid snake.
Oh, this is wrong.
I know. So yeah, there's a new Battletoads coming out in 2019. Has anybody here ever played Battletoads?
I played it religiously. Yes. It was one of the six games I had as a kid.
Did you have the Bible?
The what?
Did you light candles on a special day?
No, I didn't.
He did. But
there was a guy in a robe that would show up to my house.
Okay. Well, now.
A solid snake, right?
Oh.
I wasn't going there.
Too much.
All right. Well, the bad thing here is nothing was actually showing on this game.
Yeah.
They did play what they call a hype video. Which did, reveal some of the stuff that the game is going to have. It's going to have three-player action, which is awesome. 4K hand-drawn 2.5D graphics. I'm really excited to see what they mean by that. So I'm assuming it's... I can't even assume. It just,
Isn't that kind of where it's going to stay platformer for the most part, but then they'll have elements where they're going to come forward and backward in the scene?
Possibly.
Remember in the original game, like, there were times you'd get hit by something and splat against the back of your monitor, for lack of a, back of your TV, for an example?
The inside of your screen?
Inside, yeah. Like, they were coming towards you and then just splatted on the windshield, kind of.
What if they turned it like Frogger? You just have to run across the road.
Maybe that'll be a bonus, Easter egg or something.
I know. I'm excited, though.
The absolute worst announcement, though, about this game, it's an Xbox One exclusive. Brr.
Not going to be playing it.
Brr.
Chris, we'll be waiting for you to fill us in and let us know how awesome it is when it comes.
I'll get to it at some point once I can clear my backlog.
Once you're done with Spider-Man.
So I'll never play.
Oh, you know what? You could probably get something just over the counter for that. It'll help clear you up there.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that.
It's called
Hey, did
Sony.
You guys hear about the constipated mathematician?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry. He worked it out with a pencil.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll use that.
Adam's writing that just down.
Chris now sees what... what we deal with here. No.
Yes.
So Battletoads, though, fun news. Not necessarily going to be a world beater game, probably more nostalgia factor than anything, but something cool that a lot of people probably never thought would happen. So, and it may never yet. We'll see what happens in another year. So
all right, well, we got one more segment to the show that we wanted to do, and we're just going to kind of blow through this because, like Dave said, we are running a little longer than normal, and we know people usually tune out about that 35-minute mark, so we're about an hour past that. So we each decided that we were going to go ahead and pick best of the show, one of the companies, platforms, et cetera, where they did their announcements, and the best of the best for the show. Three out of the four hosts decided to play along. The fourth one took his ball.
Oh, he's writing it right now.
No. I put Bethesda in my...
So, Adam, why don't you kick us off since you just said it?
Since we're going to blow through this, my best of show, Bethesda. Next.
Gotcha. Yeah, they had some good announcements.
Let's go to Chris.
Nintendo, because you get this new Super Smash Brothers, the new Mario Party. They dropped Fortnite that day, had 2 million downloads in less than a day, in less than 48 hours.
What was
hours,
the controversy, rather? Though? I heard something about the Switch's Fortnite. Some people weren't.
So this is a Sony issue, actually. Yeah. If you've ever logged in to play Fortnite with your Epic account on a PlayStation 4 and then you want to do it on your Switch, you can't. You're blocked.
Right.
Mm.
You can't share any stuff on your accounts between them. So anything you might have bought microtransaction-wise for appearances and stuff like that doesn't work on the Switch. Nor would it work on the Xbox, but most people aren't playing on both the PS4 and the Xbox.
Well, as Simon from The Walking Dead would say, that's BS.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, I think Nintendo wins despite not showing anything on the new Metroid Prime.
Yeah, that's surprising.
All right, so Jason, what do you got?
What do I have? Well, what I have here is not going to be very agreed upon by the majority for some reason. Now, even though it received just a ton of negativity, I still think the best of show has to be Square Enix. Now, I I know, exactly. But they have so many games that I love. Yes, maybe they're not coming out, you know, until the end of 2019. I don't care about that. The games they announced look great. I mean, the last Tomb Raider was amazing. I picked that up super cheap. And Shadow of the Tomb Raider looks just as well. I think it looks just as good. Some people are saying that the models and stuff looked horrible. I didn't think so, but it's an early build. And then who could not love a Final Fantasy Monster Hunter mashup? And I don't know
Monster
what
Mash.
Yeah,
it was a graveyard smash.
As long as they don't call it Monster Fantasy, we'll be all right.
Now, I'm not sure exactly what the title will be, but they're going to do a mashup of them, and I think that'll be pretty cool. Now, they do have a game coming out called The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, and it's going to be like a free prologue to, what is the game? Chris, help me out here. You know what I'm talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about.
No one knows what
it's
talking about.
It's a sequel to another Square Enix game. Let's see. I'll have to look it up real fast.
Oh, well, he's looking that up. Bethesda.
Yes. Okay, but hold on. Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest is awesome. They have a game, of course, Just Cause 4. They announced Babylon's Fall looks cool. I believe that was a first-person shooter, if I remember right, because there were so many games out. The Quiet Man... This is intriguing me here. Did you guys see anything on The Quiet Man?
I did not.
He is deaf. You're playing a deaf character. So you
wait now. Hold on. The Quiet Man, they're calling him a Quiet Man because he can't hear anything?
Well, yes. He's very
How does
quiet.
That make him quiet?
He just thinks he's the Quiet Man.
Right. He's like...
he's walking around super loud.
I almost made an Infinity War joke, but I can't because you two clones haven't seen it yet.
He's knocking over garbage cans like...
Chris, I'll just say this. I'm invisible. I'm standing still.
It works.
It does.
Inside jokes.
And of course, Kingdom Hearts 3. You know, I think that looks... That looks great there. And so, you know, all those games that they announced, I think I would enjoy every one of them. So that's why I had to go with it. Now, the Nintendo announcement, yes, they had some games there, but they didn't have myself a new Zelda. They didn't have a new Mario. They didn't, unless you're going to count, what's the fighter? Why can't I think of the name right now?
Smash Brothers?
Yeah, I'm reading right now and I can't
even
do
Mario
two things at once.
Party 2.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm not going to count that as anything. What is the main game?
They did just drop a Mario game like 9 months ago.
Well, I know. I'm basing it on the show. I'm not basing it on what they already did.
I expect more, Nintendo.
Come on, Nintendo.
Life is Strange. This is a prologue to Life is Strange 2.
Go figure.
What?
I'm going to go with Bethesda. They gave away Quake Champions up until like today.
Yeah.
I got
and
it.
And I've actually enjoyed playing it.
It's been fun, yeah.
Did and you get I'm it, terrible. Chris? Oh, no, wait.
I did not,
PC.
No.
That's right.
It's been fun and infuriating at how bad I am, but I'm doing okay. I'm learning, but
sweet. I'm learning. All right, Dave, what's your best of show?
Well, I'm going to go with Sony with the Spider-Man news. I think that was the big one. We all knew it was coming. And Last of Us 2 and, of course, Death Stranding, which you guys mentioned earlier, featuring Norman Reedus. I think they've got a lot going on that looks pretty promising. But the overall idea I had was that the emphasis that so many of these companies placed on no loot boxes was actually possibly my
the best thing about
it. Yeah, best thing about it, that maybe we're finally seeing an end to loot boxes in the pay-to-play structure, where, Chris, like you've said many times, if it's just something simply for cosmetics or skins or things like that, I'm fine with loot boxes in those scenarios. Go for it. But I just don't want to have to pay to get, you know, the right gear to win or anything else.
Yeah, pay to win is BS.
Yep. So no loot boxes might be a close second for me.
Nice.
You know what? I don't have time to play games. I just, you know, I want to be able to buy the best gear, the best guns. Heck, I want to buy level passes. I want to be able to skip from level one. You know, like in Mario, I want to get into that, what do you call it? Oh, my
Adam,
gosh.
Princess? Hit that music.
The pipe. at him. What, are you thinking of Solid Snake again?
No, I said hit
he
that
said
music.
The princess. If you guys missed it, he said the princess. I want to get into the princess.
Weekly garnish.
I was just cutting you off while you were ranting, Jason.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just edit myself out.
Don't pout now. Now, we wanted to throw this out. This is an older game. And we wanted something gaming related again for the garnish. And this is one that I've been playing a little bit on my laptop just to check it out, as well as on my iPhone. And this is the Fallout Shelter game, which it's a base building game set in the Fallout world. Pretty straightforward. Some of it's pretty darn funny because, you know, obviously you're going to put your male and female survivors, I guess. They're all doing different jobs, you know, making food, doing research, doing this. But when you put certain characters together in the living quarters, they'll help repopulate your base in your world.
Is that why you're promoting this game?
Well, no, but I thought it was one of those funny little touches in there. And you see a lot of little humorous elements in the way it's handled. But this game, if you're into just these kind of simple, you know, kind of, I don't know how you'd explain it, mind-numbing, just, I just want to do something while I'm watching a movie and click on this and do this. It's not anything super hard-hitting action, literally just a resource-building game. It's just something kind of fun to mess with. And we thought, since, you know, we've had the E3 extravaganza today, let's throw a little bit more from the Fallout world at you to get you excited for Fallout 76, even though they are extremely different.
Hey, Adam, like, can you do the Fallout voice announcing something going on?
No.
You know, like the 1920s voice they do in it when they're talking about different things?
What? Let's see here. Head on over to falloutshelter.com. That's the best I can do. It's not even close to the actual game.
So it's better than Chris could do.
Oh, jeez.
That's fair. Nice. Yeah.
But it's entirely free, so if you want to check out Fallout Shelter, go ahead. It's definitely one that you're not going to – it's not the best game in the world, don't get me wrong, but it is a fun time killer for, you know, when you got a little spare time to throw at it. So
nice.
A little something different. So,
now,
Adam.
Before I take us away, and then we have a little bit of music at the end, our unsigned spotlight, I want to give Chris the chance to kind of let our listeners know where we can find out more about him and some of his podcast endeavors.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to find out about me is just head on over to GunnaGeek.com because almost everything I do is there. Variety of different podcasts. We talked about the shows I do earlier. But while you're there, more importantly, go check out all the other awesome stuff that's on the network. Because like these guys mentioned earlier, 25 plus shows on the network, all sorts of different topics. We're bound to have something you're going to like. And if you want something you don't want to like, come listen to one of my shows.
I like your show.
If you made it this far, thanks. So yes, head on over to GunnaGeek.com to check out all of our sister shows over there. And for anything Digital Soup, you can head over to
Why can't it be our brother shows? Seriously?
Because that's just how it goes.
Come on, brother man.
Okay, sister and brother shows.
Gosh.
Cousins, whatever. But anyway, we are DigitalSoupPodcast.com. You can find all of our information, our social media, etc. Come say hi to us on Twitter, chat with us, like, subscribe, tell a friend about us. We sure would like to hear more from you guys. We love interacting with our listeners, and we want to give a special thanks to Chris Farrell for hanging out with us today on this short notice show. This has been really fun, kind of talking about games and hearing from one of the original Gunna Geekers. So this has been pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for having me, guys. It was a ton of fun.
Absolutely. So stick around, listeners. We do have our Digital Soup unsigned spotlight at the end of our podcast here, what we'd like to call our dinner music. And this week's track is called Hold Your Breath at Midnight by the WannaCries. And from all of us at the Digital Soup podcast, to all of you listeners, have an awesome week. We'll catch you next time.
Take care, guys.
Later, Bethesda.
Not the boss of me. Best old virgin or prodigal son, you are not the chosen one. Blood, toil, tears and sweat, I'm not here for your benefit. Hard and heavy, dense and thick, your mannerisms make me sick. With only seconds on the clock, do Doomsday's getting closer with every tick and every talk. With only seconds on the clock, hold your breath at midnight. Is it possible to stop? So big, spreading mind disease. You twist the words I'm named to please. The hand that bites our faithful feeds is engineered for your own needs. Every tweet and every twat is a pundit tongue tied in a knot. The truth is old and the lies are new, and we don't want to be like you. With only seconds on the clock, Tuesday's getting closer with every tick and every talk. With only seconds on the clock, hold your breath at midnight. Is it possible to stop? Tick and every talk. With only seconds on the clock, hold your breath at midnight. Is it possible to stop?
And see, Metroid Prime, though, Jason. I just, you primers, I don't understand you. When Metroid went first person, I just did not care. I tried Dave's playing the first one. I tried
Jason,
playing
though?
It a lot. I mean, I bought it right away because I bought everything Metroid. And, this looks great on my cube. And I could not get into it. But I have played, give me those 2D ones. I actually completed the two 2D ones on the DS. I loved them. I have the latest one on the 3DS, which is just a remake of Metroid 2, and I love that, but I just cannot get into a 3D Metroid. I need my 2Ds. Hello?